الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just one example that came to mind, and hopefully it can benefit us to value the month of Ramadan, and the whole of our whole life is extremely valuable, as Ramadan is very short, only 29-30 days. Our life is also very short. We're just between 60 and 70 years, and we've been given this life to prepare for a life which has no ending. So really, you can't work it out. If the Akhirat was 10 billion years, 20 million years, whatever, then you could work out 60 years, 70 years, what's the ratio. But when that is unlimited, so we can imagine how valuable our time, all our time is. And then when these special times come, which have been made even much more valuable. Many other occasions, but the month of Ramadan particularly, how valuable it is. So if, for example, somebody is employed and is getting 20,000 rand a month to work, and these things can't compare with deen. What is 20,000? What is 20 million, 20 billion? With deen and akhirat, it can't compare. But just to give us some idea, and he's told that you just have to work 2.5 hours a day. Only 2.5 hours and you'll get 20,000 rand. And for every 5 minutes optional what you put in, we will give you 100 rand for every 5 hours. So out of the 21.5 hours he's got for all his personal needs, etc., sleeping, eating, earning, everything he has to do, he'll try and put maximum in. If he puts 5 hours in, for every 5 minutes per hour, it's 12 5-minutes. That's 12 times 100, 1,200 rand. And for the 5 hours, is 6,000 rand. So he will get 6,000 extra if he puts just 5 minutes in. And when he's earning 20, 6,000 will be a lot of money. He will really opt for it to put that 5 hours of his free time. So what we can call free time. He won't be wasting it in other things. I'm going to earn, yes. And these figures are only for us to understand. By Allah, there is no limit to any figures. So Allah Ta'ala has said, ibadat which Allah has made for us per day is about 2.5 hours, our 5 times namaz. If we make wudu, we come to the masjid, roughly, it could be more, it could be less. So Allah Ta'ala will pay us, and that is not to 20,000. You can't put a value to it, what Allah is going to pay. And then, say our nafil namaz, 2 rakats is about, if we take 5 minutes for it. So if we can put in that five minutes, in 1 hour, 12 2-rakats we can make. In 5 hours, times 60, we can put in that. And for that, Allah is paying us 100 rand, is 6,000. Everyone will opt for that. But by Allah, the nafil namaz also, any nafil namaz, whether it's ishraq, some of the virtues of ishraq, maqbool hajj and umrah. And maqbool hajj and umrah, what is that sawab? Then for jahash namaz, sadaqah for every part of the body. And if we have to pay sadaqah for every part, we are told 360 joints in the body, for each one sadaqah. And 2 rakats of chash namaz, you will get that sawab. For awwabin, for 12 years of ibadat. And as we explained, that if a person is earning 20,000, and the boss tells him that if you just give 5 minutes extra, for us generally, we do make our 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada after our maghrib, we do make 2 nafils, hopefully, inshallah, just to add another 2, minimum 6 rakats after our farad. And if we make six separately, completely after the two sunnat-e-muakkada, even more better. But even including that, because in the hadith it comes, بعد المكتوبة ستة ركعة بعد المكتوبة, six rakats after the farz. Muhaddithin and fuqaha have got their different views. So if we make include the six, and we hope in Allah's mercy, He will include us in that. And to be safe, make that six separate also. So anyway, then you get 12 years of ibadat sawab. Just by making the two rakats more, and we have now qualified, we have made our awwabin. So 12 years, if a person is earning 20,000 a month, and per year he's earning 240,000, and then for 12 years, how much is he earning? So just for that little bit, so much. And tahajjud, namaz, the rewards are unlimited. Then tawbah, salatul ishraq, salatul istikhara, shukr, how many other namazes? So all that, the reward of all that doesn't equal the farz by Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, your farz, what you have to earn is 20,000. But by Allah, it doesn't equal it. And in a month of Ramadan, we can earn so much in this month. So Allah give us tawfiq, as much as we can do, to value this month, to understand. As Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that we people really don't understand the value of Ramadan. What the value of it is, we don't really understand. If we did, then we will not waste any time whatsoever. And also the reality of Akhirat hasn't come into our hearts as yet. If that had to come also, our lives will be also completely different. And to believe in the commands of Allah, and to accept them and know that Allahu Akbar, which Allah has made in the five adhans in the day, the six Allahu Akbar, that 30 times we hear it. In our namazes, in every rakat, from the start to the end, we are saying Allahu Akbar, besides Sami'allahu liman hamida, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So how many times is that? In two rakats, in four rakats, all the namazes of the day, how many times we saying Allahu Akbar? But the greatness of Allah, unfortunately, hasn't still entered our heart. And neither has the greatness of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Every command of Allah is so great that if we can give not our lives, our family's life, our parents, everyone's lives for every command of Allah. But for us today to break any command of Allah really means just nothing to us. Just to please, and just to please our nafs, to please the wife, to please the children, just to please people, to think that people will be pleased. And we break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand what the command of Allah is, how great Allah is. We will realize it in the Akhirat, but it will be too late. We are given this time to realize this greatness of Allah, to recognize Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah's sifat is not only His greatness. All the other, in one hadith, 99 names of Allah has come together. And Allah is not limited to these 99 names. These have come in one hadith. But Allah's names are much more greater than that also. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this month we can try and understand and make value of our time. To make value of our time, not to waste it. And one is, you have time at your disposal and you don't do anything. You haven't done wrong, you haven't done right. One is, you do right, but it brings you a return of 2 rand. And one is, you do something which brings you a return of 2 million rand. So, of course, where will a person spend it, 2 minutes of his time, in which he is going to get the maximum return? So, in our ibadat also, one is, we can do certain type of ibadat and the return will be that. And the other will be that ibadat where the reward is maximized. Like, for example, we heard in the fadail of the zikr, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any amal, more or less, the words, that if the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is added, that becomes the most valuable amal, just by the zikr of Allah. Sahaba asked, which jihad is the most valuable? In which the zikr of Allah. Which fast is most valuable? In which the zikr of Allah. Everything. In which then, the Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it looks like that the Zakirin have taken away everything. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, that's true. Hazrat Abu Bakr or Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that. So, just by the zikr of Allah, whatever we do becomes so much more valuable. And the thought of Allah, our namaz, we all made our asr namaz. And every one of us think, how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala? The zikr, one is we made our namaz and inshallah, by Allah in His fadl, accept everyone's our namaz throughout the world till today, till Qiyamah, whoever will make namaz, may Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's namaz. But the quality of everyone is different. We were standing all together, but ours, the person next to me, the person next to him, this side, everyone's quality according to our inner condition, and that only Allah Ta'ala knows how. Now our outward namaz also, and our inward, the inside qualities also, makes all the, and we have been here, we have been sent in this world for these things here, not for this dunya thing. That is just by the way that we have to try and do it. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one time explained a hadith, and he said that live in dunya as though you are going to live forever. And prepare for dunya as though you are going to live forever. And prepare for akhirat as though you are going to die now. And then he explained the meaning, which one person, an alim in fact, objected to Maulana in the bayan. And then Hazrat sat with him and explained to him. So one explanation which our ulama give, which is the acceptable explanation, that our dunya's matters, we don't have to rush and do them. We got a whole life to do it. So you can't do it now, you'll do it tomorrow. You'll do it next year also. You don't have to rush. But akhirat matters, as though you're going to die, so you have to do it now. You know, for example, you are given an option that you can sleep for 5 minutes, just a little bit, you want to close your eyes. You can make 2 rakats of namaz. You sleep, you think, I'll sleep after Isha, then I'll just manage it and I'll carry on. But the 2 rakats namaz, I don't know if I'll live. So let me make my 2 rakats of namaz. So like that, we live our lives for our dunya, that we, as though we got enough time. But deen's matters, no, I have to do that. But unfortunately, our farz namazes, forget with jamaat, forget with the masjid, for any small thing, we'll just, for dunya's matters, we'll give it up. Like we know that we go for a holiday. And there we have given up our masjid for that whole holiday. If we're going for 4 or 5 days a week, so 1 week very voluntarily, perhaps unconsciously, but we have given up the masjid. And what is the value of the masjid? If we understand that value, and now our jamaat, to say namaz with jamaat, perform our namaz with jamaat, what haven't we given up? And we know that Buzurg who missed his namaz with Jamaat and repeated it 25, 27 times. And then too he was told, you repeated it to get the sawab of Jamaat, which is 25, 27 times more than performing it individually. But the Ameen of the Malaika, what are you going to do about that? So where are we going to get that? So where we are helpless, it's different. But voluntarily, how much we deprive ourselves and we lose out so much. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the great value of this month and every split moment of it. Not only every moment, but every split moment. And Allah, what a deen Allah has given us, and Allah reward our ulama who spend their lives in order to teach us. They are long gone in their qabr. But they are still getting the reward for what they have taught us. For example, sleeping, we all have to sleep. Allah made it such. In fact, one great proof of the reality of akhirat and Allah's existence is our sleep and is our waking up. That a person, if he says, I won't sleep, but eventually sleep is going to overpower him. He can try and stay awake, take stay awake tablets also. But eventually he will have to fall asleep. If you sleep is such a thing, Allah made it. So that reality should come into us, that death, if we know, no matter how much we don't want to die, and we take whatever precautions not to die, but nobody is going to be spared from death. Death is going to come. To wake up, if a person determines, I'm not going to wake up, no matter how much he determines, and no matter how much he pretends, I'm not awake, but he is going to wake up. Maybe for 1 week you can sleep also. There are records of people, 1 week they slept, but then you're going to wake up again. So akhirat, we are going to wake up again. There is no doubt, no matter how much we want to sleep, we think we're going to sleep in the qabr, if we think there, if Allah gives sleep, it's His fadl and karam, and Allah make it easy, but we will have to wake up. So our death is a reality which nobody can deny. And waking up in the akhirat is a reality which nobody can deny. So to prepare for that all the time. So, and this is why Allah has put us here. We've got this little while, very little while. And in this little while, these occasions which come, which are very, very, very special, they are also very short. For example, 4 days of Ramadan are gone. Really, if we think, what did I do? And already 4 days are gone. I've only got another 26 days. And already 4 days are gone. So what have I done? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in this, Allah Ta'ala has made it this beautiful deen of ours, that we have to sleep, but we just make the niyat of our sleeping, so that to get refreshed, not just to get refreshed, but to get refreshed to make Allah's ibadat. In that case, ulama have written that whole sleep is written in that ibadat which you want to do. You are getting that sawab all the time, you are sleeping. But now it's not, normally we take it sleep, you're not gaining, you're not losing. You're not committing guna, neither are you gaining sawab. But just by making that one niyat, now that whole sleep is changed into ibadat. And that ibadat, one great sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also said, other great ulama, pious people also said, that we have hope in our sleep to get the sawab of our tahajjud. Because we are sleeping with the niyat of getting up for tahajjud. And we are sleeping, I'm tired now, my mind is not working at all. I'm sleeping so that I can pay attention in my tilawat, in my du'as, in my namaz. I can do my namaz properly. So you're sleeping, you are getting that thawab. For eating, we have to eat also. And if we eat also as an ibadat. That the strength that I'm going to get, I'm going to use it for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. All my strength, and we make dua to Allah. I'm eating this food, and when we eat also, if we make the niyat also, as a command of Allah. Allah has commanded, kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the instruction to eat. So we do it as an ibadat. So as namaz is a ibadat, we can make our eating ibadat like the namaz. Namaz is a farad of that level. But eating also, Allah has given, we will get that sawab. And then again, if we make the niyat of ibadat, like for example, we have to get married, we get married. If we make the niyat of ibadat, make that nikah an ibadat, not just that it's a social event, or it's just that we're now of age, 20 years, 22, now friends also are saying, family members, it's time to get married now. No, but we take it as an ibadat. Then we'll make that, we'll get married as an ibadat. So we'll observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Eating also, now we won't eat when we want to eat, but when Allah permits us to eat. Like now at the moment, if somebody brings the best of food, but we say, Allah isn't permitting us to eat. So I can't eat halal and tayyiban, as somebody brings now, but I can't eat it now. We'll eat what Allah wants us to eat. We won't eat what we want to. And that is also a very major thing today, that we won't eat what we want to. We'll eat what Allah has made permissible for us and given us to eat. And we won't eat how we want to eat. Like for example, sitting at the table, sitting on a chair without any excuse.
But then he's Mazur, he can't sit. That is a different thing. But even he, if he makes the niyat every time, in fact, that Ya Allah, I wish I could be sitting on the floor, according to Sunnah. But now I'm helpless, I can't. He will still get the sawab of sitting on the floor. But Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, also is difficult for him to sit down, so he sits also on the chair. But he doesn't sit at the table how normally we sit. He says that is still tashabbu with the West. So he'll keep a little low bench or something, and keep the food on there, so that the tashabbu, that similarity of the non-Muslims, that also doesn't come in. So still keeping in mind that even though I have to sit on a chair and make namaz, but in my heart I have it, I can't help it. Otherwise I should be just too happy to make namaz as normal as it is, standing, ruku, sajda, but I can't help it. Then inshallah that person will still, you'll get a very great reward for that also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah to appreciate all this and make our 24 hours into ibadat. And then automatically gunas will be out of that, because you can't make the niyat of ibadat in the guna of Allah. That it will be an easy way to come out of gunas, to waste our time just sitting and doing nothing. To sit in the toilet, we have to go. And in fact, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the toilet is that jail for which you can't give any bail. You can't say that I'm putting bail. If you go to jail, you can pay your bail and you go out of jail. But yeah, you can't. You can't have a proxy to do it. For nikah, the woman don't come forward in the masjid. They have a representative of the bride plus two witnesses. But for your toilet, you can't send a representative. That I'm very busy now, you just go to toilet for me. We have to go. But even that, ulama, Allahu Akbar, they have shown us the muraqabah to make even when we go in the toilet. We read our du'as, we go according to sunnah. That already now, even the toilet going has made us, is an ibadat. And even in that, our deen is that beautiful deen, in that also you can become the wali of Allah. And so many sunnahs. You enter with the left leg. Before you enter, you read the dua. You have your head covered. You wear your slippers, sandals, something. You go in, and then you relieve yourself. Not too much time. Don't waste time, and don't rush also. It's necessary also to relieve yourself properly, to make sure all the last drops have come out, etc. And also, some people, they take literally, in some countries toilets are called restrooms. So we take it literally that it is a restroom, the place to go and rest. And there are those people in their toilets, magazines, a shelf is kept for magazines also. So you're going there to read magazines and go and read up all, that's not what the toilet is for. And then when we come out again, step out with that, and we think everything, there is a sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, I'm not just doing it as a habit. I'm not now preset, and everything is just working, and I'm just doing it. No, it's the sunnah of my Nabi. And we read the dua when we come out. That one going to toilet, and for every sunnah in these times which we are living in, 100 shaheed sawabs. What is the value of just that going to toilet? So our whole 24 hours, we can make them so valuable. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, to make amal. And then one great way to earn great rewards, if we pass this on to others also. We inform the family and we tell them, we encourage them, whoever will make amal on that, our share will be in there also. What the way Allah has given for this ummah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Whatever good we do, teaching, the ulama who are teaching, Allah keep our niyat that we don't teach for a salary, but we teach for the sake of teaching. Salary still we will get. Why? Your shadow, you don't have to make niyat, my shadow has to come with me. Your shadow is going to come with you wherever you go. You don't have to make effort to take your shadow with you. So your rosy, Allah has fixed it. It's going to come. We make the niyat that we want to serve the deen. What are the rewards of this? Whether we are teaching Takhti, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, whether we are teaching Bukhari Sharif, whether whatever we are teaching, what the rewards of this of it is. So Allah Ta'ala, and for Allah, which in this times of ours made it so easy. This was exclusive to say for the ulama. You can't take a cook from somewhere and tell him, teach Baghawi Sharif, teach Tirmizi Sharif. That you need all the qualifications. But at this time, the cook can go for gush. And the shoemaker can go for gush. And in that also, how many people's lives are changing. And those people are getting all the rewards. Maulana Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, occasionally used to say that a person on the day of Qiyamah will come and who had no qualification. Ordinary, simple person, not noticed in the community by anyone, poor person also. And when he sees the reward, he wasn't ever regarded as a pious person. But what reward he will see. He said, Ya Allah, there can't be mistakes by Allah. That I never did all this here. Darul Ulooms and Darul Ulooms. Ulama and Shaykhul Mashayikh and Shaykhul Ahadith, all in his account. I was a person shoemaker. I was a person a blacksmith. All this, yeah. Say you went in gush, or even not in gush. You encouraged somebody who came to your shop. You told him some good word. That person was also an old man. He realized I wasted my life. He made not his son, his grandson a hafiz now. Encouraged him and enticed him and got him to become a hafiz. He became an alim. He taught others. From there, his students of his whole life, 10 students went and started Darul Uloom somewhere. In that Darul Uloom, how many ulama, how many huffaz, how many qurra, all that is going in his account also. They also getting their share, it's going all in their account. So Allah gave us this deen, if we share it with others, and we encourage other people, we will also get that sawab. And Allah Ta'ala is so addallu al-khayr kafa'ilihi. A person who shows towards some good, he gets the reward as the person who does that good. And then again, Allah gave us our niyat. We make our niyat also. Niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. We know for ourselves, every one of us will experience. We came for asr namaz. And if we came, we didn't come that I'm going to make a deficient namaz. I'm going to make a bad namaz. Our niyat was to make a good namaz. But when we made the namaz, we know how we faltered. Our thoughts just went astray. And our position, our postures also we didn't correct. But our niyat was of that, so our niyat is better than the amal. Where the amal can't take us, niyat takes us much, much more further. So what, how deen Allah has made it? A deen of yusrun. Deen is easy. And yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusr. Allah wants things to be easy for us. So He gave us this deen. This is the perfect way to make our life easy. For example, one great teaching of our deen is simplicity. It's one of al-bazazatu min al-iman. This is part of iman. And if a person lives a simple life in his dressing, his house, his car, everything, what the amount of rahat he gets. In our food, our Kabir explained, in order, Mufti Zainul Abidin, Rahmatullah Ali explained one time, to prepare the type of food that we have today, he said, it's impossible to have that food without haram. And he explained, like for example, all the delicacies, and how many course meal, and what, to earn for that, we will. Mufti Sahib explained, now your own one person, before it was common, we knew in our little age, today we can't understand it, but in that time, one breadwinner, 8-9 children, and then the aunties also living in the house, somebody else, and one breadwinner, and all having 3 full meals. Breakfast was a full meal, lunch was a full meal, we're all sat together and ate. Supper was a full meal, we're all sat together and ate. It's a thing we can't imagine today. Where today do we have breakfast all together? Lunch is right out of the question. And supper is also hardly. Everyone comes on his time and eats. And everyone is earning, but we are still short of money. And the women are earning. So Mufti Sahib said, now in order to this what we have got, your women also have to earn. And for women to go out and earn, etc., that's not our Islamic tariqah. Though it's there, or with the conditions, a woman is not barred from earning. But the system is the man is responsible to earn for the woman. So, and today our woman, in order to earn the imaginary thing, already long before, when she's still a girl of 12, 13, she must do high school also. Or why? Then she must go university also. And why? If the husband divorces her. She's hardly thinking of marriage and she's thinking of divorce already. Or if the husband dies. This is our condition. One girl got married and when she came to the in-laws, she was not talking at all. Very worried. You could see the worried face. So the mother-in-law, everyone tried. What's your problem? Why are you so worried? Then she wasn't talking. After long when she spoke, she said, what if my husband dies? So they said that rather you didn't speak was better. You already thinking of your husband dying. And so we today with that, all insurance is the same thing. That this possible, just imaginary possibilities. This can happen. Now you are falling into haram with your insurance. And all the and if there is, as the insurance don't want to pay out, the insured tries his best to get even illegal money. Even he tries and get whatever he can out from there. So we just, all this haram has come into our food also. And then again, in that namazes which had to be given preference, namazes are put aside. How many cases no namazes are performed? If they are performed, not on time properly. Last minute the woman make their namazes, which is a very common thing. And then again, that namaz again, just up and down, quick. And no thought in the namaz. Thoughts are all in the kitchen, on the stove. So that food, and it comes, that the mothers of before they cooked or while they were cooking, they should read 100 times Durood Sharif, which doesn't take long. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 times, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And while you're cooking, you can do that. And the children that were produced from there, with that durood in that food, with the children that were produced. But today where that is all, today the radio is on, the TV is on, even if nobody is watching, but it is a standard thing, TV must be on all the time. Even if nobody is watching, the radio must be playing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand where we had to be going, where are we heading for. Allah Ta'ala guide us all. So anyway, with regard to the great ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, in this ayat addressing the whole of mankind, قَجَّعَتُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ وَعَاذٌ has come to you. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ قَجَّعَتُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And Allah is saying it is the cure for that which is in your bosom, is the cure of the heart. And the real diseases of the heart are kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'at. These are the main terrible pride, jealousy. The Quran Sharif is the cure for all this. And most of our physical illnesses, doctors acknowledge now, is because of your emotional, which we will say your spiritual condition. If you have got full trust in Allah Ta'ala, tawakkul, then you won't have all that anxiety which a person who haven't got trust in Allah. How that person, he takes out this insurance, takes out that insurance. One thing leads to the other. Finally, he's sold out to the insurance company. Now he has become a total slave of the insurance company. From the car to the house, life insurance, and most of these things become the cause of his life being taken. He's got a life policy, now they want to take his life. The children, the wife, because then they can get that insurance money from there. If what you wanted to for your protection and your family's protection, that becomes the cause of your destruction. Mm-hmm. And this is how this whole system, but we don't see all this. we just follow in their way. So anyway, so this Quran Sharif, it is a cure for all those trust in Allah, a person has got. How many a person? Sayyid Fakhruddin Saab, Rahmatullah Ali of Durban, he was a businessman, and he says when he was still much younger, he has passed away now, he passed away at an old age, very much in Jamaat work with Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah Ali. He says his business was not going, his business was not closed, and he was very disturbed. He went for Zohar Namaz and he took the Quran Sharif. And as he opened it, the ayat came, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't a moving thing on the earth, but Allah is responsible for its rosy. Immediately he said, what peace settled in my heart. And when he came back home, then all the avenues just started opening for his business. One after the other, avenues just started opening. So if a person has got Quran Sharif, Allah will open and halal and tayyiba, and easy, without even any much effort, which we see today with our eyes. Ulama who dedicate themselves to deen, they don't work for a salary. But all the intizam Allah makes. The salary which is given as a salary, but now he is absorbed of earning his living. Now he is free whole day to do the work of deen. Allah absorbed him. You don't have to work, your rosy I have made intizam for you. And in that rosy, the barakat which is in there. Our ustaz, one ustaz took his salary for the month, and crooks got in the house, and the salary was right open in front of their eyes. They went, ransacked all the drawers, but they didn't see the salary. It was spared. Allah has put lot of barakat in this money, which is earned for teaching deen. Allah has put lot of barakat in there. And the barakat of that, Allahu Akbar. People get shocked. Person who is working in a, teaching in a madrasa, going for hajj every year. In those days it was common. How Allah makes it possible? Things which other people can't do, he is doing it all the time. Allah Ta'ala gives the barakat in all these things. So Allah Ta'ala has made deen such a way that if we trust in Allah, then that Quran Sharif we get, and we make the niyat that the teachings, the nur of the Quran must come into my heart. Tawakkul on Allah comes into a person. A person, jealousy goes out. Suspicion goes out of his life. All the things that shifa ulima fi sudur. His heart is not only shifa, but his heart will emanate nur. He will benefit, who is around him will benefit also. People, different places will benefit. This is if we make our connection with the Quran. And there are so many instances written of ordinary people, but they made Quran Sharif their mission, their companion of life. They became a source of hidayat. They became a source of barakat. And these people then, when people open their big businesses, they will call them, we want your footsteps here. Because now barakat will come in here. Just because they associated with Quran, people will respect, honor them, and realize the value. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people say in one day that you're becoming, making your son an alim, becoming an alim, from where are you going to eat? You're going to die hungry. Even Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah's father was told the same also. So, and then he says, the same people in the same breath again, they say, this Maulvis, they eat the best. There is no meal without chicken. And they have everything they have is of the best. People, Allah makes the arrangement. One breath they say, from where they are going to eat? And the next breath they are complaining, whenever they go, all the samosas are flowing. And the pies are flowing. And the biryani is flowing. And the people say, it's an honor for us to do this for you. And you didn't have to go and earn any pie or samosa or anything. You were given to deen. So this is how Allah Ta'ala makes the means. So anyway, so it's shifa'un lima fi sudur. Wa hudaw wa rahmatun lil mu'min. Hidayat. Hidayat is such a great gift. Quran Sharif is the hidayat. We are worried, really. For ourselves, we got bad habits. One person, the Sahaba complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he makes namaz, but he steals also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his namaz will stop you. Inna salata tanha ani fahshai wal munkar. We're making effort in the wrong direction. We're trying to eradicate the weeds all the time. You just make effort that you do the read the Quran. For example, gunas which are on us, and to remove the gunas, we just associate with deen, zikr of Allah, sohbat of awliya, the right times, value the right times, the right amal, and gunas, we won't have to leave them. Gunas will leave us. In autumn, you don't have to shake the tree to let the leaves fall. You will get tired picking up the leaves. They will just fall on their own. So we associate with Quran. Quran will see to it that we will, gunas will go out of our lives. Whatever gunas that we love, we can't give up. Everyone has got his weaknesses. But we just do zikr of Allah, in which Quran Sharif is a prime zikr, and see how these gunas will leave our lives. So there it is, hidayat will come from the Quran Sharif. And even in the house, the wife is not listening. Our children don't want to listen. Just read Quran Sharif. Make ta'aleem in the house. Make zikr in the house. And see how the... You will be amazed yourself. Laws of governments change in your favor. The hearts of people who were your arch enemies, Allahu Akbar. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his worst enemies became his diehards. What was it? This association with deen in the broadest sense. And then the Quran Sharif, which is a prime thing of deen. Just bring it into our lives in earnestness. Allah will shifa'u lima fi sudur wa hudaw. And on top of that, wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. There Allah said, ya ayyuhan nas. Yeah, Allah says lil mu'mineen. It is for all people. But the mu'mineen take the benefit, and they get all this benefit. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. It is the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. These are two great qualities of Allah. Beg Allah for hidayat of mankind also. Allah Ta'ala said, for tazkiyah, ولولا فضل بعضكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد فضل and رحمة ذلك yeah also Allah says فضل and رحمة of Allah. فضل is that which is given free of charge. You didn't work for it. And on top of it رحمت also, right? Which we call in our language pansela, that a child goes and buy in the shop, they give him just something for nothing, runga. That you didn't work and you came in back, so we just give you something. So Allah Ta'ala will give that. This Quran, this is all the fadl of Allah, the rahmat. Hayat. وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِي فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is what we must express our joy and enjoyment. Not that we have watched this film, or not that we read that person's books. Today Muslims take pride that this author, his books, the way we read it, and the way we know those books, those filthy people, their names are filthy, their contents is filthy, and we take honor in that, and we got no time to read Quran Sharif. And yet we are good Muslims. And why this happened to me in my life? I'm a good Muslim, but all these other people's books, watching their films, their psychology, their philosophy, those things are the main things in our lives. And the Quran Sharif, we don't pay attention to. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And if you are a different, another type of a person, you think lot of dunya's investments, money, foreign currency, insurance, properties, this, Allah says, this what you have acquired, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. What all the people, ghaib siga and jama siga, that what all the people in the world are earning, this Quran Sharif, khayrun, and Allah's khayrun, nakira. There is no limit to its goodness that is in it. What goodness is in the Quran Sharif, and it is the words of the kalam of Allah. And the kalam is the king's kalam, and the Quran Sharif is the king of all literature also. So what more do we want? Allah give us little bit of this yaqeen. It will change our life. It will change the world today. Today people want to kill the people of the world with all this vaccinations and that. The life of the people is not in that. That is where you're going to die. Life of the people is in this, in the Quran Sharif, in deen. But Allah make it that the essence and reality of deen comes into us, into me. To talk, today there aren't people left to talk also. Today Allah shukar wisal, Allah giving us tawfiq to talk this. Otherwise people can't even talk this, don't want to talk it. But the talking is just the seed stuff. The way we have to reach is very, very far. Allah make it the kafiyat of our heart. And Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka imani yubashiru qalbi wa yaqinan sadiqan hatta a'lama annahu la yusibuni illa ma katabta li wa ridham bima qasamta li. That Allah give us that which goes into the crevices of the heart. One person is enough to change the world. Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi rahmatullahi gave bayan and he said that I want 313 people only. And so they asked him, how many have you got? He said, I haven't got one such person. So it's 313, famous number of the Badriyin, the Sahaba of the Badr. They changed an impossible situation of the world. They changed it to a complete different world. Nobody can really logically, mentally understand it, that how 313 people in the Battle of Badr, in which 70 became shaheed also, and what shahadat also, when they gave life. When you give your life, deen becomes alive. Today we want to give deen away and save our lives. And we wonder and we expect the goodness of Islam. We've got it all upside down completely. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of our deen and this great month which Allah has given us. May Allah let us appreciate it and our whole lives also.